Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, we're going to start out checking out a very popular event occurring every April. This year, it's April 27th through the 30th, Merlefest. And the Abbott Brothers and Zac Brown Band are among the bands playing this year's Merlefest, which, of course, is a four-day music festival on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The annual festival, which celebrates the memory of musician Eddie Merle Watson, son of American music icon Doc Watson, is scheduled again for April 27th through the 30th. Other notable performers this year include Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives, Sam Bush Band, Jerry Douglas, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCoury Band, Donnell Leahy, Chatham County Line Electric Holiday, Mandolin Orange, and Sierra Hull. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater. Of course, the box office number there, 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. The Raleigh Little Theater complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. All right, through January 29th, we've got The Whipping Man at Raleigh Little Theater. The Civil War is over. Throughout the South, slaves are being freed and soldiers are returning home. In one home, the annual celebration of Passover is celebrated by a young Confederate officer who has been severely wounded and two former slaves. However, the pain of enslavement will not be soothed by this tradition. Deeply buried secrets from the past refuse to be hidden forever as the play comes to its thrilling conclusion. This play is for mature audiences. February 10th through the 26th at Raleigh Little Theater, One Man, Two Governors. March 17th through April 2nd, When She Had Wings. April 21st through the 30th, James and the Giant Peach, when James is sent by his conniving aunts to chop down their old favorite fruit tree, he discovers a magic potion which results in a tremendous peach. The peach launches James on a journey of enormous proportion. He finds himself among human-sized insects with equally oversized personalities, and he embarks on a dangerous voyage. Thanks to James's quick wit and creative thinking, the residents learn to live and work together as a family. Also coming up this season, May 5th through the 21st, A Piece of My Heart, and June 2nd through the 18th, Avenue Q. At Raleigh Little Theater, all performances are wheelchair accessible. An audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. And speaking of audio described performances, here we go. Saturday, January 21st, it's always Patsy Cline. North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater. The show starts at 2. Sunday, January 22nd, Heisenberg, Burning Coal Theater at Raleigh's Murphy School Auditorium. Sunday, January 22nd as well, Raleigh Little Theater, as we just mentioned, The Whipping Man. That performance starts at 3. Tuesday, January 31st, Intimate Apparel. This is Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. The themes in this play will best be appreciated by patrons 14 and older. The play starts at 7:30. Also on the audio described performances, Saturday, February 4th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Deepak, performances at 8. Saturday, February 11th, The Little Mermaid, Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. Show starts at 2. Saturday, February 18th, Saturday Night Fever, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Performance starts at 2. Sunday, February 19th, One Man, Two Governors, Raleigh Little Theater. Curtain up at 3. Saturday, February 25th, Shen Yun at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Performance at 2 o'clock. For 5,000 years, divine culture flourished in the land of China. Humanity's treasure was nearly lost, but through breathtaking music and dance, Shen Yun is bringing back this glorious culture. The name Shen Yun means the beauty of divine beings dancing, and this is what the audience experiences. Again, on the audio-described performance, Saturday, February 25th, Shen Yun at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Also on the listing for audio-described performances, Saturday, February 25th, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, Deepak. Play starts at 8. Sunday, February 26th, Zuccotti Park. Performance at 2. Justice Theater Project, Tally Student Union's Stewart Theater at NC State University. Sunday, February 26th, Once Upon a Mattress, Meredith Ensemble Theater, Jones Auditorium, Meredith College. If you thought you knew the story of the Princess and the Pea, you may be in for a walloping surprise. Did you know, for instance, that Princess Winifred actually swam the moat to reach Prince Dauntless the Drab? Or that Lady Larkin's love for Sir Henry provided a rather compelling reason that she reached the bridal altar post-haste? Or that, in fact, it wasn't the pea at all that caused the princess a sleepless night? Show starts at 3 on Sunday, February 26th. Also Sunday, February 26th, Still Life with Iris, Cary Youth Theater, Cary Arts Center at 3. When the rulers of Nocturno decide they want the perfect daughter, Iris is taken away from her friends, her mother, and her past coat, which holds all her memories. With only a button as a clue and some odd new friends to help her, Iris searches for information about her past and for the simplest of all things, home. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number there is 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Friday, January 20th, it's Sarah Silverman. Two-time Emmy Award winner Sarah Silverman is one of the most versatile talents in entertainment, with credits including that of actress, creator, writer, executive producer, comedian, and author. Saturday, January 21st, I Matter Mega Adventure, a full day of free life-changing events. Tickets must be reserved, but the events are free. It all starts at 8:30 in the morning with the Sister to Sister Empowerment Summit. Tuesday, January 24th, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. The Hypnotic Brass Ensemble is a family band consisting of seven blood brothers, who began their musical training at the tender ages of 4 and 5 by their father, jazz trumpeter and band leader Kellen Phil Cochran of Earth, Wind, and Fire. There are two shows, one at 11:20 a.m. for grades K-12, and the evening performance is at 8. Thursday, January 26th. At Carolina Theater, an evening with Pat Metheny featuring Antonio Sanchez, Linda O, and Gwilym Simcock. Tickets start at $47. Friday, January 27th, at Second City. Ticket starts at $25.65. Saturday, January 28th, 10th Annual Wiser Acapella Jam. Show starts at 7. Wednesday, February 1st, it is February 1, presented by the Arts Discovery Education Series, based largely on first-hand accounts and rare archival footage. February 1 documents one volatile winter in Greensboro. Performances at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Saturday, February 4th, International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella. Tuesday, February 7th, Al Di Meola, Elegant Gypsy 40th Anniversary Tour. Tickets start at $34.50. Monday, February 13th, The Wood Brothers with Tea Sisters. This is a rescheduled concert from October 12th. Thursday, February 16th, Keller Williams and Leo Kottke, Shut the Folk Up, F-O-L-K, Shut the Folk Up and Listen. Williams has never followed the prescribed path laid out by the conventional music business. Instead, he has taken the ADD path, Artistic Determined and Dedication. Acoustic guitarist Leo Kottke absorbed a variety of musical influences as a child, flirting with both violin and trombone before abandoning Stravinsky for the guitar at age 11. Friday, February 17th, Marc Maron, the Two Real Tour. Tickets start at 34 and a quarter. Sunday, February 19th, A Journey Along the Rhone, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. The show starts at 3. Thursday, February 23rd, Tommy Emmanuel, It's Never Too Late Tour, with special guest Joe Robinson. Monday, February 27th, Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. This is, again, part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series, shows at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Durham's Art of Cool Festival is right around the corner. It is set for April 28th through the 30th. Festival organizers have announced that Common is joining the 2017 event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Durham Performing Arts Center on April 29th. The Art of Cool Festival previously announced that the Godfather of Funk, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic would play the fourth annual festival. The three-day festival features more than 50 artists and bands performing a mix of jazz, alternative soul, and hip-hop. Tickets to see Common at Deepak are separate from the Art of Cool VIP and two-day club passes. Again, that's Durham's Art of Cool Festival coming up April 28th through the 30th. All right, taking a look at the listings for Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. January 20th through the 29th, always Patsy Cline, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 29th, or rather, January 20th and 21st, a Star Trek Spectacular. North Carolina Symphony Pop Series celebrate the 50th anniversary of Star Trek with world-renowned conductor Jack Everly and host Jonathan Frakes, who created the role of Commander William T. Riker on Star Trek The Next Generation. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, January 21st, Elvis Lives. It's an unforgettable multimedia and live musical journey across Elvis's life. The show is narrated by Elvis himself in his own voice and words through restored footage direct from the Graceland archives. Elvis Lives celebrates the King's iconic style and remarkable talent that continues to intrigue audiences of all generations. Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28, Mozart's Birthday, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, January 29th, Brahms, Ein Deutsches Requiem, North Carolina Master Chorale, May Mandy Concert Hall at 3. February 2nd through the 19th, it's Little Mermaid, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 3rd, New Soul Revival Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday, February 3rd as well, All Mozart, Friday Favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Saturday, February 4th, Back to the 80s Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Also on Saturday, February 4th, Gershwin's Magic Keys, North Carolina Young People's Concert Series, May Mandy Concert Hall. Performances are at 1 and 4 o'clock. Thursday, February 9th, the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet, presented by Pinecone, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 10th, the Center Stage Comedy Tour featuring Samore, Arnez J., Philippe Esperanza, and Tommy Davidson, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th of February, Scheherazade, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, performances at 8 o'clock both nights. February 14th through the 19th, Saturday Night Fever, the musical, Broadway Series South in North Carolina Theater. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 17 and 18, Romantic Nights with Music from Phantom of the Opera, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, February 19th, Hayes Greer. At the age of 16, Hayes has cemented himself as one of the world's fastest-rising social media superstars. Organically, he amassed a cumulative audience of 15 million fans. Born in Mooresville in 2013, Hayes, who was... joined his brother Nash in making Vine videos to make people laugh. And over the course of just 2 years, he's emerged as one of Vine's top 50 stars. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 p.m. I can see I've got to rewrite that. Okay, moving on. We're going to go to the Clayton Center, obviously in Clayton, the box office number there, 919 553-1737, or online at theclaytoncenter.com. All shows start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Friday, January 20th, at the Clayton Center, the Black Pack, All Laughs Matter. These veteran comedians, Vince Morris, BT, and Billy D. Washington, take a good-natured, often brutally honest look at the national political spectrum and celebrate our differences one joke at a time. Saturday, February 11th, Susan Werner, known for her engaging and energetic live show. Susan reigns as one of the boldest and most creative forces on the acoustic music scene today. Dubbed by NPR as the Empress of the Unexpected, Susan's album projects cover the genres of folk, rock, pop, gospel, blues, and Americana. Again, that's Susan Werner on Saturday, February 11th at the Clayton Center. Tuesday, February 14th, Love Under New Management. This is Mickey Howard and Howard Hewitt. Saturday, March 25th, Lawn and Disorder. National headlining comedians Karen Morgan and Jim Colleton join together in this hilarious show about life as we know it, mowing the grass, talking trash, and better halves that make us laugh. Saturday, April 22nd at the Clayton Center, Rock Legends, part rock concert, part rock tribute, all rock and roll. Rock Legends combines all of these elements to create a show that is the only one of its kind. And this rock and roll review, created by audience favorite Billy McGuigan, Audiences vote through the power of their applause for the songs and music they want to hear from the 50s through the 80s. Holly Springs Cultural Center, the phone number there, 919-567-4000. All events, 7:30 unless noted. January 19th through the 21st, Stageworks Theater of Holly Springs presents Always a Bridesmaid. The shows include a 3 p.m. performance on the 21st. Friday, January 27th, Clean Comedy Series presents Henry Cho. I'm an Asian with a Southern accent. To a lot of people, that right there is funny. Henry Cho's TV and film credits include appearances on NBC's Tonight Show, CBS's The Late Late Show, and NBC's Young Comedians Special. He served 2 years as the host of NBC's Friday Night Videos and had many guest roles on various network sitcoms. Shows for Henry Cho are at 7 and 9 p.m. Thursday and Friday, February 2nd and 3rd, 5th Annual Holly Springs Community Arts Festival. Friday night at 7, a night of fantastic community theater performances. Local troops will entertain and dazzle you with reviews of upcoming shows, one-acts, and more. Saturday night at 7, local dancers light up the stage and show off their skills in this dance review. Don't miss out on the Holly Springs Talent on Show. February 9 and 10, as well as February 16 and 17, Holly Springs Readers Theater presents The Further Adventures of Nick Danger and Other Disasters. Saturday, February 11th, Colin Ray, shot to fame with Love Me in 1991. Listeners were so moved that this song set the cornerstone for a career built on meaningful and emotional songs. That's Colin Ray, Saturday, February. Great day. Saturday, February 11th, Colin Ray. Saturday, February 18th, it is the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. At the Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, the phone number is 919-661-4602. Friday, January 20th, it is James Gregory, often called the funniest man in America. Performance starts at 7:30. January 27 and 28, and again on February 3rd and 4th, Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys, presented by the Town Players of Garner. Saturday, February 11th at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Teacup Gin Dinner Show. Friday, March 17th, What's Going On? The Marvin Gaye Experience. Saturday, April 8th, Broadway Voices. It's Hugh Panero. Moving on to Carrie and the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. Friday, January 27th, Robin Spielberg. One of America's most beloved pianist composers, Robin made her Carnegie Hall debut before a sold-out crowd, appeared on PBS, played for CBS Saturday Morning, and was a featured speaker at TEDx. In addition to her performances and recordings, Robin is an author who speaks about how music affects our well-being. Friday, February 17th, Ken Levine. Singer Ken Levine has charmed his way into the hearts of concert goers across North America with his exciting blend of classical tenor sound and modern style. Saturday, March 4th, it is Pump Boys and Dinettes. And Friday, April 21st, it is Balsam Range, the folks from Haywood County. Carrie's Marvelous Music Family Series, 3 concerts coming up January 28th, Saturday. These are all Saturday events. Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Magic in Motion. Concert starts at 3. Saturday, February 18th, Children's Theater of Charlotte presents Comedia Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Again, 3 p.m. All of them are at 3 o'clock. Saturday, May 20th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. That's Saturday, May 20th, Carrie's Marvelous Music Family Series. Here's a rundown of some of the music festivals coming up around North Carolina. February 2nd through the 4th, North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington. Festival site is the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. February 3rd and 4th, the Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention takes place in Boone. February 3rd through the 5th, Classic Rock and Roll Weekend at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville. February 10 and 11, the Neuse River Music Fest in Kinston. Festival site is Lenoir Community College. February 15th through the 18th, it's the Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. The Carolina Jazz Festival is in its 40th year. February 17th through the 19th, Bluegrass First Class in Asheville. This is at the Crown Plaza Resort. From this listing of Carolina music festivals, there are no concerts currently scheduled in the month of March. However, things kick up again in April. The first and second, it's the Rock and Roll Marathon in Raleigh. It's a series of marathon and half-marathon foot races accompanied by alternative, classic, and punk rock, blues, jazz, and soul bands along the race course, plus concerts each day. There's also a health and fitness expo at the Raleigh Convention Center Friday and Saturday. This is the fourth year in Raleigh. Festival sites, Red Hat Amphitheater, Raleigh Convention Center, and along the citywide race course. April 6th through the 8th, it's the Big Lick Bluegrass Festival. This is Oakboro in Stanley County. Big Lick is in its 14th year this year. Festival site is the Big Lick Festival Park. April 7th through the 9th, Waterfront Jazz Festival in Mooresville. The festival promises 3 days of great contemporary jazz, plus a kickoff show on Thursday. And on Saturday and Sunday, they're running sightseeing cruises of Lake Norman with musicians playing on board. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.